Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh
and in this audio we'll discuss the popular Bible translations or various Bible translations that are available and also which of the different versions that we have are important from an exam point of view. Okay? And what is the difference between all of these different versions or different translations? Now first of all keep in mind that the Bible is composed of two parts, Old Testament and New Testament. Originally the Old Testament was written in, or let's say it can be found in Hebrew. Sometimes it is also called classical Hebrew. So the Old Testament was there in biblical Hebrew or classical Hebrew. Okay? And also one more language in which you can find the Old Testament was Aramaic. Okay? A-R-A-M-A-I-C. Aramaic. This is a language that was there in ancient times during the Babylonian Empire. Uske baad aate hain New Testament. The New Testament was available in Greek. Okay? So these are the three main languages in which the original Bible was written or available. And later on, scholars just made different translations using these versions. Okay? Uske baad aate hain, what is Vulgate? Okay? V-U-L-G-A-T-E. Now, Vulgate also refers to a translation of the Bible. But here, the translation was done into the Latin language. And this translation happened in the late 4th century. To be more precise, around 382 CE, Common Era, or AD. Okay? And it was done by Saint Jerome. Okay? Saint Jerome. He is the one who did it. Now, after that, let's come to the more recent or more modern versions. After the 4th century. After the 4th century, we have something called the Alfric Bible. Okay? Alfric was a person, okay? But he did not translate the Bible entirely. He just translated parts of the Bible. Only parts of the Bible were translated. In particular, the Old Testament. Okay? And if you remember, Alfric comes in the 10th century. In particular, 990s. Okay? And at that time, it was still Old English. Uske baad aate hain, during the era of Chaucer, we have the Lollard Bible, also called the Wycliffe Bible. Wycliffe was a priest. His followers were called the Lollards. And they were the ones who translated the entire Bible. Okay? And they translated the Bible into English from the Latin Vulgate. Okay? Now after that, let's come to the next version, which is the Tyndale Bible. This was done during 1526 to 1536. Okay? This was done by a person called William Tyndale. Now he translated the New Testament, but before he could translate the Old Testament, he was executed. Unko fansi de di gayi. Okay? Because in those times, it was not so easy to just translate the Bible. Okay? Religion and anything related to religion was just something which the church controlled. So, if your opinion goes against the church, you are in trouble. That is what happened with William Tyndale. Okay? And of course, William Tyndale used the Hebrew and the Greek version. Okay? After that, in the year 1535, we have the Coverdale Bible. Okay? Coverdale Bible. C-O-V-E-R-D-A-L-E. Coverdale Bible mein entire Bible was translated and this was done by Miles, a person called Miles Coverdale. Okay, naam hai. Unke naam pe hi rakha hai, Coverdale Bible. Afterwards, we have the Geneva Bible. Okay, Geneva Bible. Now, this was also done by a group of English Protestant scholars. So, it was translated into English. And it is called the Geneva Bible because these group of Protestant scholars had fled to Geneva, which is in Switzerland. Okay, so from England, they fled to Geneva. There, they translated the Bible. Isiliye ise Geneva Bible kehte hain. And the source material that they used was the original Hebrew and Greek texts. But they also drew on the earlier English translations, including the Coverdale Bible. Because the Coverdale Bible came out earlier. Okay, so jo bhi pehle ke translations hain, all of them nowadays began to rely on even those translations. Okay? So in some ways the Coverdale Bible and Geneva Bible are related. So just think about it in this way that Coverdale Bible was a single person done by a single person or a single translator. While Geneva Bible was done by a group of people. A team effort was there. Okay? Afterwards we have the Bishop's Bible. Okay? Ye bhi ek version hai Bible ka. Even in this the entire Bible was translated. Okay? Now who was the translator? It was a committee of bishops and scholars that were headed by a person called Archbishop Matthew Parker. Okay, Matthew Parker ek aadmi ka naam hai. He was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He headed a committee and the committee translated this entire Bible. Isiliye ise Bishop's Bible kehte hain. This came out in 1568. Okay? And then we have the next most important version or translation of the Bible, which is the King James Bible. King James Bible came out in 1611 and this was done also by a group of scholars. But this time the King of England, King James I, ही हैड कमीशनड इट, उन्होंने ही परमिशन दी थी. सो वंस द किंग गिव्स परमिशन देर इज नथिंग विच एनीबडी कैन डू, नोबडी कैन स्टॉप दैट. एंड द सोर्स दैट दिस टीम यूज्ड वाज द ओरिजिनल हिब्रू एंड ग्रीक टेक्स्ट्स विद सम रेफरेंसेस टू द अर्लियर इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशंस विच अदर स्कॉलर्स हैड डन. ठीक है. एंड सिंस किंग जेम्स द फर्स्ट हैड कमीशनड इट, इट इज यूजली कॉल्ड द किंग जेम्स बाइबल. So, from an exam point of view, you should be aware of these different versions. The most important among these different versions is, first of all, the King James Bible. Uske baad, Tyndale, William Tyndale's version. Then, the one done by John Wycliffe and his followers, the Lollards. ठीक है, ये कम से कम तीन जो है आपको पता होनी चाहिए. एंड ऑल्सो दे कैन आस्क यू वट इज द वुलगेट. एज आई टोल्ड यू, इट इज अ लैटिन ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ द बाइबल, अ लैटिन वर्जन. ठीक है.